You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tottenham just not clinical enough last weekend against Manchester United. Had chances early on in that game but failed to convert. Stoke actually did the double over Spurs last season. Big price here at 15-4, Lee.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, Tottenham, they never change, do they? Whatever kind of players they have in the team, they never seem to be able to look strong enough in the heart of the team for me. And I think Stoke are the worst kind of opponents for them. I know Stoke aren't the kind of team that we used to see where it was all physical, but they still have that about them. You know, they've got a manager who enjoyed the physical side of the game as well. And I just think Stoke will have a bit too much. Whether they can win the game is another matter. You know, I think that, you know, without wanting to steal Derek's thunder, that 15-4 is probably it's probably very tempting for Derek. Not quite big enough, maybe, but you know, I think the plus one might be a play. Obviously, well, you know, the big news at Stoke this week is the signing of Shaqiri, which, you know, means they've got more Champions League winners in their team than Arsenal and Liverpool, yeah. I think, and Man City. I think only Man United and Chelsea have got more Champions League winners in their squads than Stoke have now. I mean, I think some of those medals are Jimmy Traore Champions League winners medals rather than, you know, proper ones. But that having been said, they've got some quality players in their ranks. Yeah. I mean, you know, Shaqiri, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing that he's playing there, isn't it? Just been everywhere in Europe and played very well. Yeah, all right. You know, maybe you wonder if he's still as good as he was if he's going to Stoke. But I thought he looked great at the World Cup. You know, that hat trick he scored at the World Cup was really nice. You know, and he specialises in assists. Does really well. You're all set. You know, to play all the best teams in Europe. You know, he's been at Bayern Munich and, you know, going to go to Inter Milan and all the rest of it. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he adapts to this. I think I'm going to go for the plus one here and be safe. I wouldn't put anyone off going for Stoke, but I think, you know, Tottenham, I don't want to kind of, you know, just disregard them because they are a good team, but I just think they'll find it difficult to break Stoke down. So even money for Stoke plus a goal, two results on your side.
Stoke plus one, even money. I thought for a second Derek Lee was going to do your preview for you then when he was talking about preempting your thoughts ahead of this match.
Well, yeah, firstly, he's right. They're overpriced, Stoke. I mean, that signing, Shaqiri, is fantastic. I think he's a sensational player. I've seen him so many times. And as Lee says, the teams he's played for, the goals he scored, the stats don't lie. And as a Shaqiri, the hips don't lie either.
Very nice.
Been dying to get that.
Very
in.
Nice.
Been dying to get that.
That's
in.
Beautiful.
He's a sensational player. And, you know, he'll team up later in the season when the other guy's fit. What's his name again? Bojan, yeah, Bojan. I mean, what a sensational partnership they could form. Overpriced, Stoke, massively overpriced. Tottenham, you mentioned they had chances last week. They failed to convert. They failed to convince season after season. Tottenham. They're a team I'll back every now and again at big prices. You know, at decent opponents because they are capable of pulling off victories. But when their odds on, I'm always looking to oppose them. And this is one of those occasions.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.